Finance with Scott Haywood. Thanks to the Perth Mint, old gold's new memories. Sell your old gold jewellery at the Perth Mint.
Here he is, the finance guru, Scotty Haywood. Good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't feeling like I was in Disney World or Disneyland yesterday.
No, rough old day. It was a roller coaster, although it just went down.
It just went straight down. So Space Mountain, down it went 1.8%, nearly 200, well, 150 points. Oh, no, I'm down more than 100 on the open. But I can tell you some good news is the stocks did rebound last night our time in the US as the Federal Reserve's reminder of last week that they may increase interest rates eased some banks, oil producers and other companies that were hit very hard last week. So basically the ramifications have been that the US Federal Reserve has said that they think that short-term interest rates may rise by late 2023, which is a lot earlier than thought. And of course, if money becomes more expensive, that means that some of the stimulus packages may start to slow down, which means the good news is that it's a stronger economy, which may lead to higher inflation, which generally leads to higher interest rates. However, last night, the market looked at it and said, well, we are only on the 22nd of June, 2021. Let's take a breather. Let's enjoy low interest rates. Let's enjoy cheap money. And then went back into the share market with a bigger bit of bargain hunting, in my opinion.
All right. Okay. Your stock to watch today?
6PR Breakfast, hashtag the stock to watch. It's Australia's biggest listed company on the share market for market capitalisation. It is the Commonwealth Bank. Yesterday, they fell more than 5% as they sold their general insurance business, which is called the Hollard Group. They sold it for $625 million. They've had a 15-year alliance. You might see some of the Hollard Group advertisements on morning television where they're just selling general insurance or life insurance, etc. But they decided to diversify away from that and stick back to their core business. So the Commonwealth Bank did sell its general insurance business yesterday of the whole group of $625 million. The market did not like that, but the market didn't like anything yesterday, so they fell 5% to $98.06. So I think that could be an opportunity to pick up Commonwealth Bank under $100. Their 52-week high is $106.57 with a 52-week low of $62. But when banks start to diversify away from things that are their core business, the market doesn't like it. But on a day like yesterday where the share market fell 1.8%, everything was unlocked yesterday. So if you haven't got Commonwealth Bank in your portfolio, well, I think it's something that you could look at. Obviously, they're an integrated financial advice business. They're a retail business. They're a broking business. They're an institutional banking, fund management, general insurance, broking, and finance company services. They've got operations in New Zealand, China, United States, Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong, Indonesia, and South Africa. Their stock code is CBA. Last traded, as I suggested, at just over $98. If you can pick up Commonwealth Bank in your portfolio for under $100 today, I think it's well worth doing. And in my opinion, the market will be up somewhere between 110 and 115 points in just over an hour's time as we do try and recover some of yesterday's sharp losses.
Look for the big bounce back. Good on you, Scotty. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gareth.